Hey, this is Amber for a special edition of Leading Hearts Instant Writers Podcast, and we have a special lady on the line. You might know her as Miss Clara in the new epic movie, The War Room, Karen Abercrombie. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation to join you, Amber.
Yes. For our November issue, I'm so excited about it. We're talking about breakthroughs in leadership, breakthroughs in life. And this movie, The War Room, such a timely message for this time. Karen, why don't you tell me about just how your character is the breakthrough lady? This is not just something that you prepare for. This is not a role. You could really feel the spirit move as you prayed on screen, and it wasn't really acting. Tell me a little bit about how you prepared for this role.
Well, I, you know, as I look back on it, I guess I've been actually preparing for it for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I had gone many years ago to a Women of Faith conference, and I saw this dynamic actress using her gifts, Nicole Johnson. And I was like, God, if you would please just allow me to use my gifts to glorify you like this woman is, I will do it. I will do it in excellence to the very best of my ability. And then years passed, and I continued to use my gift in church or in schools and such, but God, in His infinite wisdom and understanding in where I needed to be at the time for Him to use me like He wanted to use me, the time He allowed the time to go in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and then 12 years had passed. So anyway, I was doing things in New York and left New York to go to L.A., and then I moved down to this tiny little town north of Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're looking for a church family, and after a search, we decided on Grace Covenant in Mooresville, and a gentleman, Gary Wheeler, who does some producing of some small films and such, he said, the Kendrick Brothers are going to make a movie. You need to audition. Send a picture and resume. So I sent a picture and resume in, and I never heard back from them. A few weeks later, he said, so did you hear from them? I said, no, I did. I said, no, I didn't. He said, well, listen, they're going to be at our church such and such a date. I'm going to send you some dialogue, look over the dialogue, and, you know, pull an old wig out because, you know, I've been involved in the church and, you know, playing different characters, directing and such. And so he said, and just go in and do you. So he set up the audition for me, but as soon as I started reading the dialogue, I could feel something stirring in me.
Wow.
And then I could hear her voice immediately. So when I finally went in the room to audition, I walked in as Miss Clara, bent over an older woman, and I gave them my picture, and they were like, you know, is this the same woman on here? Anyway, I auditioned. And after the audition, they asked about my faith walk. You know, I told them about it, and then they just began to praise the Lord.
Wow.
Because I was what they had been looking for. Now, mind you, they were only 2 weeks out. They hadn't found anyone to play Miss Clara. They had interviewed and auditioned well-known actresses from Hollywood, but
yes,
God kept telling them no.
Wow.
He had it for me. His answer to the prayer that I had put up over 12 years ago.
Wow.
And He was allowing me to get into alignment and be refined in whatever else He needed me to do so that I would be prepared to play Miss Clara.
And it's kind of like one of those Gideon moments. You're like, okay, this is not quite right. Thin it down. And the timing's clocking down, and you're like, okay, I'm ready for, no, we're going to wait, we're going to pull you to the line, because God knows exactly, He wants to take us to those moments where we know it's all about Him, all about His timing.
Without a doubt, and even the success that the movie has had, made for $3 million, and we rode top of the chart, number one movie, almost 3 weeks, and we're still in the top 10, and for only $3 million, it's just crazy, and Hollywood is baffled.
Yes.
The Lord is speaking.
How amazing
is
that?
For such a time as this.
In the movie, you know, your character, Miss Clara, takes Priscilla, the actress, under her wing, and basically teaches her, mentors her, and shows her what being a prayer warrior looks like. Tell me, who was the one that taught you? You know, a lot of us have praying grandmothers, but how, I mean, you're not a grandmother. I mean, you don't look like a grandmother. You definitely don't look like Miss Clara.
Yet. I would love to be, but I'm not. I've got a prayer. It's interesting. I've got a son. I'm 59. I've got a son who is 20, and he is an answer to prayer. I had been on my knees for many years, and God finally opened up my womb and allowed me to have this son. So praise report in that. But to answer your prayer, growing up, I have an aunt. She's 87, soon to be 88, my Aunt Vine, and she had a children's ministry where she would go into these neighborhoods and reach out to these unchurched children, and I was one of them. My parents didn't go to church, and she led me and numerous kids to the Lord, you know, teaching us about His love. But she is a powerhouse, and she has been someone who's poured into me over the years, or someone that I could look at and want to emulate. So, I would say it was my Aunt Fine.
You know, I do think a lot of people, especially Christians today, think that the prayer warrior generation is the older generation. How would you encourage, especially leaders, especially the young leaders coming up in the church, to embrace, because prayer isn't a spiritual gift. People say, oh, that's not my gift. That's not my calling.
It's a gift that God has given to everyone, and He is open to everyone. You don't need the fancy words. You don't need the these and thous. You need to come humbly. He calls us to come to Him humble, and but we also have to clear out the muck and mire, the funk and all the other stuff, and He wants to fill us with good things. He wants to answer our prayers, but we have to also get into alignment so that He can do just that. You know, be it unforgiveness or any of the isms, sexism, racism, classism. We've got to clean out the attic. We've got to clean out the basement so that He can do that. And then we come to Him humbly and clean and as clear as we can possibly be so that He can fill us with all that good stuff He's been holding for us.
Can I ask, as a leader, as a person of influence, do you have a war room, and what does that look like?
I do. I have a spare room in my house that I go to spend my time with, go into to make petition, to cry, to whatever. But I'll tell you this, I had always thought I was really in there working it out. And then my experience on the war room set, and just this Miss Clara, I realized that I was only scraping the surface, just barely. So I've learned a lot, and I understand the gift more so now that prayer is the weight that it is, the tool that it is, the weapon that it is, and it is something to be respected and used on a constant. Not when there's an issue where you need to pray about something, but it is. We can use it as a wall to protect before something happens, and as a response. You know, it's a constant thing. It's a constant thing. Is what it should be.
You have a lot of really great liners in the movie, and I probably won't get this right, but when you're talking to Priscilla in the front room, and she is saying how busy her life is, and I'm a busy woman. I'm a busy woman. I don't have time to do. But you say, well, you have time for this and this and this, or you have time,
arguing.
you
I
have
just
time
need
for
to
arguing. It's time to
Right.
have time for, prayer. And how can we reprioritize our life? A lot of times, even as Christian leaders, we go into church to serve, 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 and there is nothing but that in focus. How do we come into alignment?
We have to stop. We just have to stop and understand that God is really who he says he is. He will do what he says he will do. All the busyness in the world is not going to accomplish much when we're going before him, in front of him, or we're blocking him from doing what it is he wants to do. So we have to stop the busyness and just take that time to be with him, to really know him. It also says that he wants us to seek his face. And that means a lot, not just what he can give us in a hand, but when you seek someone's face, you're looking at them eye to eye. And that's intimate. That's intimacy. He craves that intimacy with us. We're not being intimate. We're laying down what we want. This is what we want. Da, 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 da. This is what I need. Da, 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 da. And then we're off on our day. We're not taking time to hear what he has to say to us. We have to stop the business. We've gotten so wrapped up into the world's way of doing everything. Everything is busy, 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 morning, noon, to night. That what is I've heard people say that we're no we're so busy with the world stuff and being following the ways of the world in the world's time that he can't use us. Not really. We're so tired, we can't pick up on the cues. When we're exhausted, we can't see,
There's a verse, it talks about there is no end in the publishing of books. And I think, man, God, that is so signature about how we are. We always have something to do and always have something to put out there, but how much are we taking in of value and how much are we just
Absolutely.
spewing?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've gotten so big with information, we're just spewing air. It's just
Thank you,
crazy.
darling. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. There was a gentleman who came to my house 2 weekends ago, wonderful guy, and he said that his teenage son told him, Dad, I need to speak to you. And then he held up his phone to his father and said, Okay, now I'm going to go back up to my room. And what he meant was he was going to talk to his father through phone. They were going to text each other. Now, it is laughable. It is very sad. I mean, family is such an important and precious gift, and we're just not sitting down, talking, eating, supping together. We're not taking in the gift that it is, or giving the gift back to someone across the table, your daughter, your son. We're too doggone busy.
Yeah. Can you just tell me one thing maybe that you learned new about approaching prayer through your time filming this movie?
Well, it was interesting. Every day before we started, there was prayer, and everybody was there. The cameraman was there. The actors were there. The directors, the gentleman that directs the traffic was there. Everybody. So we started every day with a meal together, prayer, and then someone would share a Bible verse, and that is how we started our day. We need to start our days and finish our days in prayer. And it can be a constant dialogue while you're driving. It can be constant dialogue while you're standing in line at the grocery store. But keeping that communication line open with the Father, and anytime you can. Matter of fact, it has to be that we make him a priority and not, oh, I've got 15 minutes. Let me talk to the Lord. Oh, I've got a minute here while I'm standing here. Let me talk to the Lord. No, make it a priority. Make him a priority. That is what I get. We have to make him a priority, and we have to take him off the clock. We've gotten so busy shaping him into our world, we've blocked him out.
Or it's like me, sometimes you're like, God, please pray that the traffic light turns green.
Oh, yeah.
You pray
Sometimes
to
been
for
there, really been
favor.
there.
God, just
Sometimes
let things
pray.
go my way.
That's what we do. That's what we do. But as opposed to, Lord, I just want to sit in the room with you. I want to sit in the closet with you. I just want to sit here under this tree with you. Even if no said, I just want to take you in, whatever you want to send to me, whatever yeah. you want to put in my spirit. I just want some time with you, just me and you. Wow. I'm not asking for anything. I'm not praying for anything. I just want to be in your presence.
I would like to ask one thing that you would want to leave this generation of Christian leaders. If you could just say one thing, one nugget of wisdom that you would want to leave behind as your legacy.
That everybody has to get back to the basics, and Jesus is the basic. He was humble. He was all of this and all of his power. Yes, just get back to Jesus.
Get back to Jesus.
And if I could just direct people back to Jesus. He you know, people were praying way before he came, and they were writing and doing all kinds of things mm-hmm. before he came, the prophet. But he had to come because it wasn't right. He came to put all of that stuff in order, proper order. We needed him. We need him now.
Yeah.
That's why he came. With all of the miracles that have been going on, people still didn't get it. They didn't get it. It wasn't clear.
Yeah.
They didn't get it. So Jesus came. God stripped himself of deity, and he wrapped himself into flesh and came down so that we would have that intimate, I'm right here with you, understanding.
Yeah.
Just get back to Jesus.
How would you define breakthrough? How does that happen? What does that look like?
Breakthrough, it's a change for the better. It can be in something very small, or it can be something huge all at one time. But it is a positive change, a clearer understanding of who God is, who you are in Him.
Because a lot of people approach breakthrough as there is something, yes, we need a miracle happen, but if the miracle doesn't happen the way that we want it, somehow the breakthrough was less than...
No. With him, it's always powerful. I was talking to somebody, sometimes we have a loved one, a child or a relative, and they get sick. And we pray for them. We want the miracle. We want that healing. Sometimes it happens. And sometimes it doesn't. Many times it doesn't. But there are awesome things that happen even when it doesn't. Because when people, doctors or people walking down the hall or someone else in the next hospital bed, when they see us still praising God for what he allowed us to have while we had it. Still loving him, still praising him. It's a testimony and a witness, and it might be the only thing that person, only way someone can understand the love of God or God really truly, or even want to know about God. They want to know, oh my God, even in the face of adversity, they're praising. The baby just died. Oh my God. You know? So, I don't know, breakthrough, so many levels and so many degrees,
yes.
But they're continuous. And they not only do they bless the recipient, the direct recipient, but others that come in contact to that recipient, they never stop.
When my mom, who's a prayer warrior, saw this movie, she said, when I saw Miss Clara up there, I saw myself. And I realized it's okay to be a prayer warrior. And people think you're a bit crazy at times. But they still see the power of God. Because when you get people who are seeing this movie, who have not had an experience, who don't know what prayer is about, they see the Bible thumping. They see the crazy, just like the people in the movie around you. They're like, okay, we're going to change the subject here because this is a little bit uncomfortable.
Right.
How do you embrace the role of a prayer warrior without, is it just you're going to be labeled peculiar?
What does the Bible say? It says that we are peculiar. And what we also have to always understand that this whole journey, we think it's about a whole lot of other things. First, it's about our relationship with our Creator. And we always have to be aware of that. We get so caught up onto what Mary's going to think, what's John's going to think, what are my neighbors going to think. It's not between you and them. They didn't give you breath. They didn't love you into this world, give you an opportunity to take this journey. We've got to get it right. We've been duped into thinking other things that are not factual. This is between us and our Creator that loved us into existence.
Exactly. And it's funny because in this generation, sometimes I'm out with my mom and I see her going out to strangers and saying, can I pray for you? And all of a sudden you're like, oh my goodness, how is that person going to react? And it's hard.
Yeah. But you know what? In the ones that cower or run away or resist it, there are others who will receive it, who she's snatching back from the pit of destruction. It's like a baseball game. You're not going to win every game, but you play, and you play in excellence.
And as you pray, you're in tune to God's leading, and
everything we have to do in prayer, because it's so easy for us to get a little left or a little right of being in alignment. It's easy, and that's why it's important to always stay prayerful as well. We're in a world that has fallen, so you can slip to the right and you don't even realize you're off the mark. You stay in constant prayer and seeking to be in constant alignment with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then he will keep, you know, our ways straight.
Well, I want to say thank you, Miss Clara, Miss Karen. What an awesome opportunity. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I'm going to forever call you Miss Clara. God is going to take this and take you further than you ever hoped and dreamed from those prayers way back when, and I am so excited for you. Can you say a quick prayer for our leaders who are listening to this podcast today? Just a quick prayer of anointing.
Just a quick thought of that. We just thank you. We just thank you for everyone who is here. And Father God, I just pray that everyone has the strength and to come into alignment so that they can receive every bit of goodness and mercy that you have for them, Lord God. If there's anything blocking the flow of your grace every area of their lives, Lord God, I pray that you highlight it in a way that they can see it, Lord God. And I pray that their hearts, their spirits are in such a way that they will receive what it is you're telling them to do, so that they can come into alignment, so that you can fill them, Lord God, to overflowing. Because we are all here at this very time in history, which is, there are some amazing things going on in the heavenlies that you have not made known to us, but for such a time as now, and there are some warriors that just need to step in place and come into alignment.
Lord.
There are worshipers, Lord God. We all need to be in the position to be constantly worshiping you.
Lord.
And Lord God, I just ask that everyone open up and allow you to use them to the maximum. There was a purpose that you loved us all here with, Lord God.
Lord.
And I just pray for clarity, ears that hear, hearts that are open and welcoming, Lord God, to receive all that you had intended when you sent us all here. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for trusting us for such a time as this.
Yes, Lord.
Be magnified and glorified in all of their lives, all of the situations, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray and thank you.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You are
thank
who
you, Jesus.
Say you are, and that you do all that you said you would do.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Well, thank you, Karen, for being with us today. Everybody take time to read the new November-December issue of Breakthroughs. We all need them. You know, we need a generation of prayer warriors. That is what brings revival to this world and this land. And if you're not willing to get on your knees to fight the battle, you can't stand.
Right, because it is on.
It is on. Thank you so much, Karen. You are such a blessing to us.
Oh, you are so welcome, and continued blessings to you and yours, and what an awesome thing it is you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
I will. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.